The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. How are you? My name, what the hell's wrong with my arm? My name is Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. It is a visual version of what I do every weekday for the past 30-something years, both on broadcast radio and now also with this podcasting thing that happens every once in a while. I do all that every day as well, so fine, good for you. So once a week I come into this studio and I do the visual version, which amounts to nothing but me sitting in a chair, speaking into a microphone on a camera. Nothing's going to happen here. Go back to your homes. The show is about things that don't make any sense, and boy, that list never runs low. I've always got something in the works that makes no sense whatsoever, and I know you have plenty of things in your life that makes no sense, including the fact that you're watching this right now. Let's put that on the list. All right, good, fine. What are you doing here? I'll be here for about another, 28 minutes or something like that, and then you can go and do what you were going to do anyway before you decided to do this. Thank you so much. I don't know what show was on before this show, nor what show is on after it. All I can tell you is, this is the one that's on right now. Okay, fine. Let's start with local stuff, shall we? Now, I don't know if you can connect with me or if you understand what I'm talking about ever. I live in Massachusetts, and I live in a town called Easton. I don't know if you're familiar with that particular town. It's a nice little town. Yeah. It's nice, and they do things, and people live here, and they have cars, and they live their lives. They have children, and then they go to work, and they drink a beer on the weekends, and that's pretty much it. There are two things that have taken place in that particular town that I must say are worth mentioning. First, there was a water problem here. I don't know if you know this. If you're a homeowner, you got little postcards in the mail about every 3 months, and they weren't vacation postcards from a resident in the Bahamas. They were from the water department, quite different. And they said that according to EPA standards, all of a sudden, because the standards are constantly changing. There's a standard, and just changed, now there's a new standard. It's the same with medical things. This is the proper blood pressure. Nope, not that anymore. Now this is the proper blood pressure. Okay, now I reached it. Oh, sorry, no good. Now this is the proper blood pressure. Oh, come on, I spent all this time getting to the proper blood pressure. Nope, sorry, not good enough. Now it's this. So that's the same with the water. The EPA constantly wants the water to be healthier and healthier and healthier. There's a chemical that goes into the coating of Teflon pans. I guess it's the Teflon itself or something. But it's PFOA, PFOAS, PFAO, FNOs, I don't know, FNOO, PSAs. They're not good for you. They're chemicals that get into your body and they can eventually put you away. So they're not good. So they've been banned, actually. So you can't have a high amount of any of these chemicals in your drinking water. Well, guess what? In the town of Easton, it's a town in the area, they actually, the levels were just a skosh higher, but, you know, still high. So they sent postcards out, lovely postcards, by the way, and they said, if you have any questions, call us. I did. I always call. If you give me a phone number and I have a question, you're going to hear from me. So we were good friends, and I would call up and say, hey, how's the water content going? And they'd say, fine, Ron, stop calling. We're working on it. Well, finally, apparently in December, of 2023, I stopped getting postcards from them. And it's kind of sad. I kind of miss that written communication. It's like losing a friend. But I have found out since that as of December of 2023, not long ago, there are three treatment plants and both online, and there is no detection now. They say that the PFA level is undetectable in the drinking water. Well, I mean, if I could applaud you, I would, and apparently I am able to applaud you, and I'm doing that. So now the answer is the drinking water safe? Yes, it is. So that's great. I mean, water out of the tap apparently was not great. I was using filtered water, which is probably not good enough because you don't filter out that stuff necessarily. So I don't know. I could be a walking zombie at this point. I have no idea. But the levels are proper. I wanted everybody to know that your drinking water is perfectly safe now, according to the most stringent rules as laid down by the high courts of the universe. So there you go. Good news? You bet. Drink, because water, I mean, let's face it, water is extremely important. We walk around with water bottles all day. Those thermos things that keep it cold all day with the little top turns into a little sucky straw. Everybody's got one. They go everywhere with it. It's like lifeblood. It's like people on oxygen. It's like you've got to have it with you all the time. And if it's not that, it's a bottle of water. Hey, where's your bottle of water? Oh my God, I left it at the last place. We got to go back. I don't have my bottle of water. It's become ridiculous. But if you're going to have something ridiculous, it might as well be water, because that's actually healthy. The healthiest drink that you can possibly have is water. Add a little bit of vodka to that and you got yourself a deal, but that's besides the point. And you're really healthy. Kids, don't try that at home. Seriously, don't. Just the water part is good. So we're good with that. I have never been healthier because I drink water all day. Sure, I get up twice a night to pee, but that's besides the point. Still healthy. Bladder, not so sure. But body, yeah, not so bad. I've actually lost weight. The more water I drink, the more water I don't drink. Whatever. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So, yeah, water. And, you know, you got to be careful because some of these cheap plastics that have, you know, the water bottles where the plastic is so cheap that if you squeeze the water bottle, then the water will go shooting out all the place because the plastic has no substance at all. That's cheap plastic. And if you buy a bottle of water, I don't know how long the water's been sitting in that bottle. There's certainly a point in time where the plastics are going to start leaching into the water. And then that's not healthy for you at all. So, you know, drinking water might be the best way to go, or, you know, get a filtered water thing out of your drinking water, something like that. I'm not telling you what to do by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying. Water is our lifeblood. Second would be coffee. We can't go anywhere without our coffee. And we use coffee as an excuse to cover ourselves. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hey, why were you late for work today? Oh, I'm sorry. I had to stop off for coffee. Oh, okay. All right, that is perfectly, because you cannot live without coffee. I get that. All right. Try to leave a little bit more time to get your coffee, but okay, I get that. Or you're at work, let's say, and you make a horrendous mistake. Maybe millions of people have died because you're an engineer and the bridge collapsed. I mean, I don't know. You made a horrible mistake. Hey, what's up with you? That was a horrible mistake. How could you do something like that? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have my coffee yet, and I was just like, you didn't have your coffee yet. Okay, all right, that's okay then. That's okay. I didn't know you didn't have your coffee yet. I understand that. Oh my God. We use coffee as an excuse for things.
Yeah, can you take the garbage out? I can't. I haven't had my coffee yet. Oh, I didn't know. Okay, have your coffee, then take the garbage. I'm sorry. Did I say something to you and you hadn't had your coffee? I'm sorry.
It's crazy, man. And you know it's true. You know it's true, don't you? Anyway, so the water thing in Easton solved. Everything's good. All right, number two. And I mentioned this on the show about 6 months ago, I believe. I've totally lost all concept of time, so I don't know. But I'm sure I mentioned it before. One of my favorite events in the town of Easton, which I travel to every once in a while, was the Taste of Easton, where they would have a food festival, usually at Stonehill College, which is a nice little religious-type college. And beautiful campus. Stonehill College, one of the most beautiful campuses I have ever seen. So, in their student union building, they had the Taste of Easton, and many of the restaurants in the area participated so you could taste their foods, little tastes of the foods. And you walked around, and it was a social event, and a band from the high school would play, and there was some entertainment, but, you know, all kinds of different food. Yeah, a lot of crap, sure, but a lot of good stuff, too. And then there were organizations that would give you free stuff like bags and pens and things like that, and who doesn't have enough bags and pens? No, I got to put my hand down. I do have enough. But it was a way for them to connect to the community, and I did business with some of those places because of those little booth table display things they had at that Taste of Easton thing. And I went to some of those restaurants where I tasted the food and I said, this is pretty good. And I went there, and I actually went there. So it worked, and I saw other people from the community. We said hello. We exchanged glances. Sometimes we'd actually say things to each other like, hello, how are you? I'm fine, how are you? I'm fine. Okay, bye. You know, those warm kind of connections that you make at these things. And I had a great time. And then, cue the dramatic music. What are we out of that? We're out of it. And then COVID hit. Oh, no. COVID hit, and no, nobody wanted to be around anybody. In other words, everybody understood what I go through in life. Ron, you want to go to that cocktail mixer? Hey, there's going to be people there, so I can't do it. So no, people weren't gathering anymore. And then COVID ended kind of really. I mean, you don't even have to, even if you get COVID, I don't think you even have to stay home anymore. I have no idea. I don't know how that works, but aren't that many people getting it? It's like, you know, wear a mask. I don't know. But it's over. And a lot of communities have gotten back to normal. In Easton, not so much, because we don't have another one of these food tasting things, which I thought was really fantastic. So if there are any people in the local government watching this show, which is very, very possible by default, could you consider getting back to that? Because it was a really nice event, and I think that'd be wonderful. Now, here, this is a true story. In preparing to talk about this Taste of Easton thing today, I actually went to my Google machine and I thought, well, maybe they're having it and I wasn't aware of it. I don't want to go on the air and say, please have it, when all of a sudden it has been organized and they are having it. So I go on the Google machine and I type in Taste of Easton, right? That's what it was called. And when it comes up, this beautiful flyer on, you know, on the Google machine, and it said Taste of Easton, and it's something like April 23rd or something. I don't know. It was really like, oh my God, they did schedule it. Oh my God, and it listed the vendors, and I thought, oh wow, these are some restaurants I've never heard of. This is cool. This is going to be really fun. And I'm getting all excited, and I'm calling people. Hey, guess what? They're having the Taste of Easton, and there's some restaurants. They're new restaurants, and it's going to be fantastic. And it's on April something, I can't remember, but they're going to have it after all. I'm so excited.
And then I look to see where it's taking place, and it's at some civic center in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I thought, wow, you're having a taste of Easton in Bridgeport, Connecticut? Why don't you have it here locally? What? And then I realized, no, stupid, there's, I guess there's a town called Easton, Connecticut. It's Easton.Reading or something, or dash Reading. I guess it's an area of Connecticut. So, hey, I'm going. No, I'm not. So I was I was elated, and then I was shot down because of my not reading the fine print of the actual state that it's in. I don't really look at those things. Yeah, they're going to have a great event. Where is it? Cambodia. Oh, Cambodia. Anyway, so if they can have a taste of Easton in Bridgeport, Connecticut, I think you can have one in the Massachusetts division of Easton's. Is that a franchise, by the way? I think there's an Easton, Pennsylvania. Now I guess there's an Easton, Connecticut, and there's an Easton, Massachusetts. Is that a franchise deal? I think it is. Anyway, yeah, so let's do that, shall we? Yeah, again, if there are any local officials, let's get on it. Let's get on it. Let's do it. Let's make Ron happy. That's all you should really live for. We're halfway through the show, okay? I want to talk about making people feel good in a very superficial way. You understand that we live in a very superficial world where it's not what actually occurs, it's what it looks like occurred. And then it's not even what it looks like occurred, it's what your perception of what it looks like you saw occurred. And then it's not even that, then it's somebody told me this, so it must be true, even though I saw it and I don't agree, but they said it, so it must be true. This is all messed up. We don't believe our eyes anymore. At all. Great example. January 6th, the Capitol. I mean, I saw it on TV. Nobody stopped it. And then it's after that, by certain people, it was described as these patriots being really good people. Just taking a tour of the facilities. I mean, excuse me, these still work, and so does this, okay? So it's not what really happened. It's the perception of what happened or how well they can brainwash you to make you think that's not what happened, but this is what happened. So anyway, so we live our lives basically in this mode. And I can take advantage of that in one sense. I can make people very, very happy and very, very comfortable, but not really. And this is how you do it. Compliment people. Just compliment people. It is so simple. And here's the trick to it. You don't even have to mean it. You don't. Because you can still feel good about it, and the person you're complimenting can still feel good about it, and yet, it's not even true. It's a feel-good thing with no basis whatsoever. Now, you're saying, Ron, what are you talking about? Well, I'll give you an example. You run into somebody that you haven't seen in a few weeks. You hardly recognize them. You definitely don't know their name because you just don't care what it is. But you run into this person and you say, this is your side, this is how you start it. You say, oh my God, how you doing? You're looking great. Wow, man, you're looking great. That's a compliment. And everybody loves, oh man, you're looking great. They love that compliment. How can you not? And then that person will actually love you. They will love you, and I want to be around this. I want to be around Ron. He thinks I'm looking great, and that made me feel really good about myself. He made my day simply by making that small comment about me.
And the way it reciprocates is that the person that you just complimented, you didn't mean it, but you said it. The person you just complimented turns around and says, well, thank you so much for saying that. You're looking pretty good too. Pretty good. So that works. Let's say that you're talking about something with somebody else, and you say, "Yeah, how was did you paint your deck this week?" "Yes, I painted my deck, and it looks really good." "Well, good job, man! Good job. You said you're going to paint the deck. You painted the deck. It turned out well. Good job. That's a compliment. That's a compliment." And how do they respond? "Why, thank you. That's very nice of you to say." Wow. Now, there are some, in some circumstances, it doesn't work out that well. Let's say that you run into a couple, a guy and a girl, married couple, perhaps. And you say, "Hey, Bob, Marcia, how you doing? Marcia, you're looking like really hot today." That's a compliment to Marcia, but not to Bob. Bob would probably respond by saying, "What do you mean by that?" Bob should be responding by saying, "Well, thank you for mentioning that my wife is so hot. I appreciate that. And thank you for finding her so attractive that you wouldn't mind having sex with her right now. I appreciate that. That's a compliment to me about my wife." It doesn't work like that. So you have to be a little careful with the compliments. But you don't have to be, just don't get too specific. Just keep them general. You know, "Hey, you're looking good. Hey, thanks." That's all you need. If we complimented everybody, even in a phony sense, this would be a better world. Because that's all we want. We don't even care if you mean it or not. Now, sometimes you can question that. If someone came up to me and said, "Ron, you're looking really good today," I wouldn't say thank you. I'd say, "You got to be kidding me. Are you serious?" But then it's your job to say, "Yes, I am serious." That would do it. And then I have nothing to say except thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Why don't you just try that today or maybe tomorrow because you haven't had your coffee yet. And try complimenting everybody and everything. You can't overdo it, but you can still do it a lot. Now, if you live with somebody, like a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, even children, try complimenting them. At first, they won't believe it because it's totally unlike you to do that. But after a short period of time, the compliment will make them feel so good that that'll override the fact that you probably don't mean it. Because there's a brainwashing effect going on here, because when people get complacent about things happening constantly, then it's okay. Yeah, because we're that's the way we are. We're just easy people. As human beings, we're very, very easy. You can control us. You can manipulate us. You go for it, girl. You can go for it because we are victims. We are all victims in this country of being marketed. Yeah, all day. If you go shopping, yeah, this is the best product. This is the best product I've ever seen. It's the best product. I'm an influencer. I'm a YouTube influencer. That's the best product. It's the best product. Yeah, buy this, buy that. Yeah, 20% off. It's the best day. Yeah, buy five of them. You get 30% off. Do this, do that. And eventually we just like, oh, okay. Like, oh, wow, stop it, stop it. We're bombarded by influencing all day and all the time. So it works. So when you see your kids, when they come home from school, let's say that they are in school, and they come into the kitchen, let's say they come through the kitchen door, they walk in, you say, "Hey, how are you today? Did you have a good day at school?" "Yeah, good. Yeah, Good for you. Yeah, you're smart, you know, you're smart. Just want to tell you, you're smart. Things like that, you know? Just compliment. And your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, this works all the time. You know, you're looking good today. You're looking slimmer than ever. You can't lose. You cannot lose. Do you understand? You cannot lose. But you must start it yourself. You must make the compliment yourself. You cannot reply with a compliment because then it's not believable. Do I look fat in this dress? Oh my God. Don't answer that. Just say you haven't had your coffee yet. Of course, the response is, no, you don't look fat in that dress. You look really good in that dress. But then the problem is they're going to wear that dress and they look fat in that dress. So that's, it's not great. It doesn't work all the time. I know your wife has no, or your girlfriend has no problem telling the guy how they look, but not in a flattering sense. That's because they don't have to. They don't have to. Instead, a wife or a female, a partner, will say to their male counterpart, should that be the arrangement, they will say things that are somewhat demeaning yet just normal. Like, you actually going to go out looking like that? It's a question. They don't say, you're not going out looking like that. Some do, but most of them don't. They put it in the form of a question so you can answer that yourself. You're not going to go out looking like that, are you? Like this? No way. Nope, I was just about to change my clothes completely and wait for you to tell me which ones to put on, but go out like this? Oh, no. You're crazy if you think I was going to go out like this. The real answer is, yeah, I was all set to go out. I was going to wear this. What's your problem? But you don't do that. Don't do that. You can probably figure most of this out for yourself. My message to you today is just use compliments more. Whether you mean it or not, it will make your life A, easier, B, a lot more enjoyable, and C, you may get some compliments back at you someday when they get into the groove of the compliment thing. We do it all the time. Do you go to church? You see that priest after the church, priest standing on the steps, greeting everybody, saying goodnight and everything like that. What do you say to the priest? That was a great sermon today. Was it that great? No, I fell asleep. But I'm telling you, to compliment you, that was a great sermon. Well, you're going to heaven now. All right. Ron ended the show on a religious satire kind of note. All right. I'm out of time, just about. I was going to spend a little bit. I shouldn't tell you this. I was going to spend part of the show talking about Taylor Swift. I am not a Swiftie. I've been called that sexually, but that's not the point. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't follow Taylor Swift. I don't know a lot of her songs. I admire her greatly, but I have some problems with her. And I was going to expose that on this particular program because maybe you got some problems with Taylor as well. Like the fact that I can't get away from that subject matter. But maybe next week, because then I'm going to lose half my audience because a lot of people love Taylor Swift, and dare you ever say anything negative about Taylor Swift, you are cut off, my friend. No compliments coming from me if you're going to say negative things about Taylor Swift. Are you actually going to go out dressed like that today? No, 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 no. All right. That's it. I'm done. I don't know what show's coming up next that could be good, so hang out. Till next time, I wish you peace.